quarter to midnight on a Sunday and Chloe's still at work. But at least she's in good company. Her teammate Jack is brilliant, and he really brings out the best in her. When they're teamed up, they're unstoppable. That is, except for when he's distracting her with his silly pranks or comical anecdotes. But she has to focus now, even though she can feel him watching her. They have a huge deadline in T-minus 8 hours.
Jack watches Chloe tuck a silky strand of hair behind her ear and pucker her lips the way that she always does when she's concentrating. Their love match app is going to take the world by storm. Imagine an app that not only tells you who your best match is, but guides you in the way of sweeping them off their feet at the club and in the bedroom. And they have one last stop on their road to success. Win over the big investors at tomorrow's pitch. And then, maybe he can win over her heart, too.
The bubbles go straight to Chloe's head and lift her sleep-deprived spirits back to life.
They've tested the app 1,000 times, but Chloe's already handing Jack his smartphone and searching for something on her laptop.
Their test subjects have gone home ages ago, but Jack will be a great substitute. All they need is a photo of his latest crush. And there she is.
A photo of his last date pops up on Chloe's laptop. She shoots him a cheeky smile and waits for him to turn on the Love Matcher app. It's designed to vibrate at different frequencies when its owner experiences romantic chemistry. So Jack braces himself, takes a deep breath, and logs in.
Jack stares at the girl on the screen and knots his eyebrows the way he always does when he's concentrating.
He should have known. The girl on the screen is beautiful, but their date was kinda boring. Chloe looks away to hide a smile, but as soon as Jack looks at her, the app buzzes to life, and her smile disappears. Oh no. Jack looks away from Chloe and focuses on the screen again.
Chloe can't make sense of it. The data should be consistent. If there's no chemistry, there's no chemistry. She looks at Jack for the answer, but he avoids eye contact and blushes. She gets closer to inspect it.
Chloe's floral perfume floods Jack's senses as she leans over him.
Jack springs to his feet and shoves his phone in his pocket.
Chloe studies Jack with amused confusion. He tries to act natural with little success.
Chloe thinks, well, she hopes she knows what's happening here. It happened to her a few weeks ago, too. She was testing the app and quickly found that her reading shot through the roof every time she looked at Jack. Luckily, he was absorbed in his own tasks at the time. It was important to keep their relationship purely professional. But now? Now the hardest part of the project is already in the bag. Maybe something between them could happen now? Still, she'd be risking their friendship if she's mistaken.
Chloe's lost in thought. Jack wishes that he could read her mind, but all that he can do is rely on his boyish charm to ease the tension.
Chloe's pulled from her internal dilemma when Jack holds his hand out to her.
Good. At least it can still make her laugh. He grabs the bottle of champagne and leads the way.
Jack's warmth is infectious. She doesn't need an app to feel the electricity that courses through her veins as she takes his hand and follows him out.
They feel like naughty kids as they sneak through the empty office. Chloe hasn't let go of his hand yet, and her touch makes his heart pound in his throat.
Jack leads her all the way to their boss's office. He holds a finger to his lips and then swings the door open with reckless abandon. He waltzes in and dives onto the luxurious couch overlooking the city. Chloe's never been in here at night. The view is simply breathtaking.
Chloe follows him in and sits gently beside him. Her eyes sparkle in awe at the exquisite view. It's nice, but he much prefers the view of her. Jack thumbs the smartphone still in his pocket. The app jingles to life, and his phone buzzes happily. He fumbles to turn it off, but as he does, the app's jingle sings again. He looks up to meet the eyes of his brilliant, beautiful colleague, holding her buzzing phone and looking at him with the same awestruck glint in her eyes.
Jack's app buzzes back to life as he looks back at her. Her heart leaps so high in her chest, she can barely contain it.
The gorgeous girl takes a swig of champagne from the bottle and hands it to Jack. The floral bubbles embody the joy bubbling in his chest. And as his lips leave the bottle, they're met by Chloe's lips. Those sweet lips he's been dreaming of for weeks.
Finally, Chloe can release all the sexual tension she's pent up for weeks. And he's just as good a kisser as she always dreamt he would be.
Jack lets his hands and lips explore her exquisite body. He pays close attention to the app, which buzzes more enthusiastically when he's touching her in just the right way.
Her smartphone buzzes excitedly, like every nerve in her body, as he nuzzles her neck. He pays attention and lingers there, kissing and licking and biting. She uses the opportunity to explore his most sensual spots and guides her hands over his chest.
His app vibrates quicker as she unbuttons his shirt, tugs it off, and scratches her nails gently across his naked torso.
Jack holds his smartphone against her thigh, which ripples delightfully in her sweetest spot. He slides it slowly up her skirt.
The beauty opens up her legs for him and moans in delight as he presses the vibrating phone over her damp and sexy underwear.
Her clit aches in pleasure as he slips his phone into her panties.
Chloe writhes sensually and rubs Jack's pounding crotch. She gets on her knees before him and pulls off his pants.
Chloe is delighted by the size of his manhood and immediately plunges it deep into her mouth. She winds her hips to indulge in the pleasure of the phone pulsating against her clit.
Jack is in heaven. Here she is, the woman of his dreams, with his throbbing cock in her mouth and her gorgeous ass swaying in the air. He gently tucks a wayward lock of her hair behind her ear and strokes her rosy cheek. She looks up at him with a palpable blend of lust and love.
Jack takes her hand and guides her onto his lap. He unbuttons her blouse and takes it off like he's unwrapping a fragile gift.
Her breasts rise and fall with her breath as her perky nipples press seductively through her lacy bra.
Chloe blushes as Jack admires her.
She is even more radiant than he had ever realized.
He pulls her bra straps off her shoulders and devours her succulent breasts.
His tongue flicking her nipples makes Chloe's head and heart race. She pulls his phone from her dripping panties and turns both their apps off. The love matcher has done its job very, very well.
His luscious crush grabs his cock tightly and guides it inside herself.
She rides him with ever-rising pleasure as his cock reaches deep inside and thrusts delectably against her G-spot.
Chloe's breasts bounce beautifully before him. He grabs her ass to lift her more vigorously up and down on his pounding penis.
Chloe comes in an electric blaze of bliss, but she isn't done yet.
The beauty climbs off his cock, gets to her hands and knees on the couch, and looks back at him with inviting eyes. He tucks into her plump, glistening pussy with his mouth, lapping up her sweet nectar.
His warm tongue sends shivers up her spine. She relishes the moment.
Jack positions himself behind the beautiful woman and rubs his throbbing head between her tingling labia. He pushes her ass back against him until his cock slides all the way down her canal.
He holds her waist tenderly and fucks her hard until they both orgasm in synchronized rapture.
Oh. Mm-hmm.